AM 1220 KJAN at 735, partly cloudy and 38 degrees. And time now for Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, the places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Campbell and Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here with this morning's program is Jim Field. Good morning.
Hi, Rick. How are you this morning?
I'm fine. I'm on the other side of the glass today.
I need to get you a nameplate because I don't recognize you sitting over here instead of over in that news studio.
No, I don't identify myself either.
Well, it'll just be for a little bit of time here, and then we'll just move right back into normal again.
There you go.
Speaking of normal, Brett's back in with us. When was the last time you were called normal?
Well, I don't know if I've ever been called normal.
Even your mom doesn't call you normal, huh?
He's special.
You know, and it is. I thought for sure today I was going to be looking across the table at you instead of here when I pulled in. So.
Never know what you're going to get.
No, that's all right. Rick's doing a good job this morning, so I was listening to him.
Driving the bus straight. That's all we care about, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, tell us this morning about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Sterling tubs and showers are made with you in mind. Many of their styles have soap shelves, non-slip floors, and sizes to fit most applications. Their remodeler units allow us to take practically any situation and make it better. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried Sterling now for several years, and we are very pleased with not only their quality, styles, and ease of installation, but also with the competitive pricing that they offer to you, the ultimate consumer. Shop Camblin Plumbing and Heating for all your bathroom remodeling needs and get discount pricing every day. Stop in and see us at 307 Chestnut Street in Atlantic or 1013 7th Street in Harlan.
Who is the manager of the Danish Windmill in Elkhorn, and that's just one of the focal points for the weekend of activities coming up on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 25th, 26th, and 27th. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning.
You look forward to this for a long time, don't you?
Yeah, it's something that we've been doing for 33 years this Thanksgiving weekend, so it's something we're always glad when it comes.
Now, I know you were just a wee little girl when this all started, but how did it all get started in the first place?
Well, it started back in 1977, I believe, and it kind of started out as the Prairie Christmas Craft Fair, and then we got the businesses all involved, the windmill, and Julie Larson with the craft fair. We've been involved ever since the beginning. We're the two originators, and it's just grown from there. We get about 100% participation of our retail businesses. And it used to be kind of the only festival for that weekend, and it was a great one because we had a lot of people that come home for Thanksgiving weekend. And I know there's a lot of other events going on that weekend, but we think you can do it all, Southwest Iowa. So, but we invite you. It's the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of Thanksgiving. It is our 33rd annual, and so we have been at it a long time, and we have a lot of fun. It's we call it the Danish Villages. It's opening of the Christmas season in Elkhorn and Kimbleton. We have two large gift fairs, and the one did have a change in venue. The one that's always been the Prairie Christmas, that's always been at the Kimbleton Town Hall, they've had some structural problems. Kimbleton, so they're moving that to the Lutheran Church in Kimbleton, and that's both Friday and Saturday. And then the Elkhorn Town Hall will have their 16th annual Main Street Country Boutique. So both craft fairs feature a lot of local arts and crafts. We think a lot of it is gallery work, a lot of art. So it's a good time. There's a lot of bake sales, so it's a good way to fill up your freezer to get ready for Christmas.
Well, you know, when it comes to a lot of the businesses, you mentioned getting about 100% participation. That's pretty amazing in itself, because it's always tough to get everybody to agree on something. But there's a good variety there, too. There are lots of different things to see and do.
Oh, we do. We have, you know, we're very proud of our retail district, too, and we get some new businesses. And, of course, you know, we have the food. I mean, we call it culinary tourism. You could go from restaurant to restaurant and have some good food and good beverages. And you know, we do have the winery now, too, so it's fun to go do the samplings out at the Danish Countryside Vines and Wines. And, of course, you know, our retail restaurants, even our gas stations are involved in this. Again, we have our wonderful gift shops that are here every day, and I guess we're honoring them because, you know, it's Small Business Saturday, that weekend. They're kind of honoring all small businesses, and if it wasn't for small businesses here in the villages, you know, we wouldn't have much, so we're very appreciative. Something that's kind of fun, too, as far as the free things, we have the Elkhorn Fire Station will be serving free pancakes and sausages Saturday evening from 5 to 7. And then the Kimmelton, the Community Heritage Society, both Friday and Saturday from 9 to 4, will have a soup and sandwich and bar luncheon. And then Saturday night, we have the annual Yule Fest concert at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. And the reason we kind of like this, especially it's local musicians. We have a new pipe organ. There'll be piano, vocal, and instrumental music. But following it, there'll be lunch and dancing around the Christmas tree. And, you know, it's part of our Danish heritage is that we've always danced around the Christmas tree. And sometimes we'll sing a Danish song and nobody really knows what it is, but we know the beat and people make up words to it. And it's a lot of fun.
Whatever gets you in the spirit, right?
That's right.
Well, that's a lot of tradition. That's really what a lot of these types of festivals are all about, are the traditions and things. One of the traditions that's kind of nice is you always get a lot of good support. A lot of folks come in for this.
Oh, yeah. I think last year we had, it was over 20 different states. And, of course, we get a few foreign countries as well. So people do come from afar. They also know it's Thanksgiving weekend. It's a good time for the alumni to come home, too. And it's a fun shopping weekend. You know, the Danish Immigrant Museum will be open all 3 days, and they have some new exhibits they're highlighting, and they'll have some refreshments there and some great gift ideas in the museum shop, along with the Danish windmill. We have an old-fashioned Danish Christmas market, and we decorate the tree the old-fashioned Danish way with the Danish flags going around the tree, and we also have glögg, and glögg is a Scandinavian winter drink. It's a all kinds of spices mixed with red wine, and it's just something to get you in the Christmas spirit. And usually it's a cold day, so it tastes pretty good. We do Bestemor's House. Bestemor stands for grandmother in Danish, and they'll be open both Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 4. So we have a lot of fun things, you know, historical. We have retail. We have the craft fairs. We have all kinds of the food. Again, we have that one change, you know, Prairie Christmas Craft Fair will be at the Lutheran Church in Kimmelton. Another thing, the Yule Fest concert, and we will have a horse and carriage on Friday that will be going up and down the streets of Elkhorn that you can ride for a small donation.
Well, good. Well, you know, I know, Lisa, in visiting with you here in the past recently, you know, the economy, we've heard a lot about it over the year and over the last few years, actually. And I know the tourism industry's taken a bit of a hit with that, too. But these are the types of festivals that can really kind of get things moving back in a great direction.
Yeah, we kind of find that festivals are, you know, as far as normal tourist traffic, that's down statewide. But it seems like our events have been increasing. And I think that's because people are staying closer to home and knowing they need to help support these events in your local communities. So as long as they got something to do, and we got something to do, and a lot of places take credit cards, so tell them to bring their plastic.
No problems there. Well, you know, one of the things I've noticed too, Lisa, in looking through this, is that there have been some changes. You think that sometimes things never change in small towns, but I see a few different names of businesses and things here, and I know some have expanded over the last few years too.
Yeah, kind of our brand new ones is Vittles Welcome Home Cafe. It's down south of the Texaco gas station. They just opened a month ago. We're very pleased to have a new business that opened. Our Thirsty Mermaid Brew Cafe will not be able to be open by Yule Fest, but you can stop in and look in the door and see what they're doing for the remodeling, and that will be a cafe with a pizza and home brew, and we're very pleased with that. And also Danish Countryside Vines and Wines has a little annex business in Elkhorn. And, of course, you know, we have our regulars. We have, you know, one of the top 10 quilt stores in the United States, Prairie Star Quilts. We have an antique flea market, the Egg Crate, Fage and Lumber. You wouldn't think of a lumber yard having a wonderful gift shop, but she's got one of the top ones in southwest Iowa. And, of course, you know, we have the Genealogy Center is going to be open on Friday. So if you want to study your genealogy and argue with your Swedish husband that you have more Danish than Swedish in you as a place to go. We're just very pleased with what we have. And again, in Kimmelton, we encourage you to go down there and support that craft fair, and then also the community heritage societies. They have the luncheon both Friday and Saturday.
Well, the nice thing, too, Lisa, is they all complement each other.
Yes, they do, and we all have to work together. We consider ourselves, you know, one attraction, not several attractions. Means we're both two small communities. You know, we have to work together, and I think we do a great job at it.
Hey, what's your red-hot gift item this year? Is there one red-hot gift item at the Windmill Gift Shop?
Oh, I tell you, we just, you know, the hot item that we can't keep on the shelf is that Glug. You know, it's a Christmas item, and people really like it. It makes your house smell good when you cook it on the stove. It gets you in the Christmas spirit. That along with 900 items.
Oh, you got to wash down those open-faced sandwiches.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, after all these years, I can't believe they haven't come up with a more attractive name for it.
Yeah, it's just Glug. I think you can pronounce it right. If you swallow a hot potato and say it, it'll come out just perfect.
It's probably what you say when you're trying to down a cup of that stuff, too, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, stop in anytime. They love to have you. They never lock the gates because they don't have any there at Elkhorn and Kimmelton. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, November 25th, 26th, and 27th, Yule Fest 2011, the 33rd anniversary. After all these years, you know they're doing it right. So come on out and enjoy a little bit of the Danish taste of Christmas this year. Lisa, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck with the activities.
Thank you, and stop at any of the businesses to pick up a map.
Yeah, get those maps. You get them online, too. You can go to the Windmill's website, too, and get a copy of that map. That's danishwindmill.com. Real easy to remember. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell us more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
A Lennox air-to-air heat pump could be your best friend this coming winter. It's warm, eco-friendly, doesn't make hardly any noise, and can be very cool during the summer months. On top of that, it will work very hard to save you as many dollars in your energy costs. Camlin Plumbing Heating are pros at installing an air-to-air heat pump system, and in many situations, we can adapt one of these state-of-the-art units using your present furnace. With 7 different models to choose from, we can help you get just that right unit to fit your needs and budgets. With the best warranties, competitive pricing, and quality that you have all come to respect, Lennox air-to-air heat pumps are the best bet for investing your money and getting a good return. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today is by George Henry Lewis. It says, "No man ever made a great discovery without the exercise of imagination."
Oh, so true.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brett. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me. I guess this was the thought of the week instead of the thought of the day.
That's all right. It took a lot of thought one way or the other.
That's right.
Huh? Again, I want to thank Lisa Riggs for spending a little time with us and sharing with us about their Danish Christmas celebration, Yule Fest, coming up next weekend, November 25th, 26th, and 27th in the Danish villages. You got to make it a great day, and God bless America.